Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Taking a look at temperatures heading out the door this morning. It is nice and mild, but we do have a new update from the Storm Prediction Center with our potential for severe storms on Saturday. It will be a WRAL weather alert day. We'll take a look.
Plus, death and destruction left behind after a string of tornadoes rips through parts of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Iowa. We have a look at the damage as search and rescue efforts continue.
And a second win for the Carolina Hurricanes in the Stanley Cup playoffs is coming at a cost with a serious injury for a star player. We'll be talking about that in just a moment. It is 4:30 on your Thursday morning, going to be the hottest day of the year. And we have some severe storms to tell you about for the weekend. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, we need to be aware and alert for that, certainly. Cost me some sleep last night, that Hurricanes game. Stayed up a little late, got to admit. But Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center right now with that weather alert day.
We do have a brand new weather alert day for Saturday. Just in, just about 30 minutes ago, the Storm Prediction Center put us under a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms on Saturday. And we're going to take a look at the outline of that coming up in just a while. Damaging winds would be our biggest risk for Saturday. Right now, it doesn't look like a big tornado threat, but anytime we have a level 2 risk, we certainly can't rule that out. The best chance for these thunderstorms will be in the afternoon and into the evening. And we're going to walk through the timeline for that coming up. It's a lovely morning out there. It feels great. 62 degrees. Our wind is coming out of the west at 5 miles per hour. So it feels really pleasant this morning. 64 in Fayetteville. It's 50 in Roxborough. So we do have a really wide spread in our temperatures this morning. 62 in Southern Pines, 56 in Rocky Mount, and 54 degrees in South Hill. And definitely running warmer than yesterday. In some places, 5 to 10 degrees warmer than when you stepped outside yesterday. Our temperatures are going to be climbing into the upper 80s this afternoon. We'll see mostly sunny skies. Today is very quiet, and so is tomorrow. But coming up, we'll walk through the timeline for the storms on Saturday.
Breaking news. After midnight, Raleigh police announced an arrest in a deadly stabbing at a downtown Raleigh convenience store. Michael Grace is at the store, Taz's Supermarket, in the WRAL Breaking News Tracker. Michael.
Yeah, well, this morning, 6-year-old Tyzeer Zakar is in custody and has been charged with the murder of 27-year-old Mark Garrity. This information coming into the WRAL newsroom from police just after midnight. Now, you may remember this all happened 2 weeks ago. Witnesses say a fight broke out at the supermarket. Zakar accused Garrity of stealing. Garrity was stabbed multiple times. Now, this arrest made just hours before a rally was planned for this morning. A group was planning to push for justice for Garrity. Now the store owner is charged with his death. We're still working to find out if the rally will happen. We're also working to find out when Zarka will be in court. Live in Raleigh, Michael Grace, WRAL News.
And breaking news, at least 2 people are dead after severe storms brought tornadoes to the Midwest overnight. Officials in Oklahoma confirmed after midnight both the deaths took place in the town of Cole, that's south of Oklahoma City. Aerial video shows the destruction in that community.
National Weather Service will also be on the ground today in the city of Shawnee, Oklahoma, to look for evidence of tornadoes there. New video overnight shows streetlights down and heavy damage to businesses. Officials say an assisted living center needed to be evacuated during the storm.
The same storm system also brought possible tornadoes to parts of Kansas. Take a look at this video of lightning over Chase County last night. Officials say hail the size of teacups fell in some areas. Power is out for thousands of people this morning.
And hundreds of people are expected to gather in downtown Raleigh today, calling for support for early child education across the state. WRAL's Naya Harden is live downtown with this story. Naya?
Yeah, this is going to be at the Halifax Mall here at the General Assembly, and this is right behind me. We are expected to see more than 500 people from North Carolina. The event is going to start this morning at 10 o'clock. This is going to be educators, parents, and also child care providers that are going to be talking to state legislators today about the needs that they have. Now, here's some things that they have in mind. They want legislators to double their investment when it comes to pay and benefits for child care teachers. They want affordable and accessible child care for all children and families and better funding for child care providers. This comes as there has been a growing need when it comes to child care here in North Carolina. We have seen it. WRAL even reporting on the struggles when it comes to pay for child care providers, as well as the wait list, the long wait list that many of these child care locations have had when it comes to being able to place those children in a safe space. Now, WRAL, of course, is staying on top of what's going on today. This is going to, again, start at 10 o'clock this morning. It will end at 2 o'clock. We'll have that coverage for you in our later newscast. Nia Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
A former NC State football player is out of jail on bond after being accused of opening fire at a Glenwood South apartment complex. The video of his arrest is only on WRAL. In it, you can see Hakeem Jones walking toward police officers. An officer fires a taser at him. Jones immediately falls to the ground. This happened at the Gramercy Apartments on West North Street Sunday. Police say Jones assaulted two people and two of the shots hit occupied apartments. He was released yesterday after posting a $150,000 bond. Jones played for football for NC State 2012 to 2015. He now works as a program director for I-9 Youth Sports.
The Supreme Court now has a Friday deadline to make a ruling on new restrictions on access for a drug used in medical abortions. Justice Samuel Alito temporarily extended the hold on the lower court's ruling on mifepristone. The court was previously expected to make a decision by 11:59 p.m. Both the Justice Department and the company that makes the drug is asking the court to step in after a Texas judge issues a block on the FDA's previous approval of the pill. For now, women can still get mifepristone by mail.
Carolina Hurricanes have a 2-game advantage over the New York Islanders in the opening round of the Stanley Cup playoffs. They will be moving forward, though, without their star forward, Teuvo Teravainen. He suffered a broken hand in the third period of last night's game at PNC Arena. You see the moment it happened here as an Islanders player's stick hits his hand during a shot attempt right there. He's expected to undergo surgery on that hand today.
The Canes will head to New York for game 3 of the series after a dramatic overtime win in game 2. Jesper Fast scored the game-winning goal just over 5 minutes in the extra period to send the PNC Arena crowd home happy. Game 3 of the series will be tomorrow night at 7 in New York, and we'll have more on last night's win and the reaction to Teuvo Teravainen's injury with WRAL's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz. That will be coming up in less than 10 minutes. VinFast is working with Central Carolina Community College to open a new training center for its future factory workforce. The Vietnamese electric vehicle company will occupy part of the former Morelli Auto Parts factory in Sanford. The community college plans to transform it into a campus for advanced manufacturing and biotech. It's about a 15-minute drive from where VinFast is clearing land for its $4 billion plant in Chatham County. VinFast expects to hire more than 7,000 people. It's pushed the opening of the factory in Moncur back from 2024 to 2025 because of delays starting construction.
One of Donald Trump's attorneys and advisor is set to be interviewed by federal prosecutors today. Boris Epstein worked as a special assistant to Trump during his presidency and advised him during the 2020 campaign. It's unclear what prosecutors will discuss with him, but we do know it's linked to the 2020 election. Last year, Epstein testified to a Georgia grand jury that investigated Trump's possible interference to try to overthrow the election.
We've learned new details in that deadly home invasion in Fayetteville. What investigators are now saying about the victims and suspect involved.
And Tiger Woods undergoes surgery nearly 2 weeks after withdrawing early from the Masters. What the legendary player is saying about his return to the greens.
And meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center tracking warmer temperatures for today as we take a live look at Rocky Mount Mills. We're going to get close to 90 degrees. How long this heat wave will last.
From the WRAL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 442. It's a very pleasant start this morning, looking at 56 in Wilson, 62 in Durham, and 64 degrees in Fayetteville. We're going to see another gorgeous day like we did yesterday. It was so nice. Low humidity, but warm temperatures. Heading out the door, you probably don't need a jacket. Maybe. Temperatures, again, mid-50s to low 60s, so feeling very comfortable. We do have a code orange ozone alert for tomorrow. So we're looking at the potential for it to be unhealthy for children and the elderly to really do anything strenuous outside. So keep that in mind. Taking a look at our dog walking forecast, we're looking at, of course, a very mild start. It's going to be warm this evening at 5 and 6 o'clock. We're still in the upper 80s.
We're learning more about a deadly home invasion we first brought to you as breaking news yesterday morning. Investigators say Robert Noel was killed and two others were hurt in Fayetteville. It happened Tuesday night on Elfin Street. Police charged Donald McLucas with first-degree murder and first-degree attempted murder. He remains in jail without bond.
Golf legend Tiger Woods could be off the greens for months. His team announced on Twitter that Woods just underwent surgery on post-traumatic arthritis from a bone fracture. That fracture was the result of his serious car crash back in 2021. Woods says there's no timetable for his return. Just last week, Woods pulled out of the Masters because of injuries.
Duke Health's visitation policy is now back to pre-pandemic rules. That means you don't need a mask to visit non-COVID-19 patients, and up to 4 visitors are allowed again. Overnight visitors are also allowed. Check visitation rules before you visit, and you can see them on Duke's website. The North Carolina Health Department says free COVID-19 tests will remain available through June. This program was once limited to specific areas. It's now open to all of North Carolina. Each home can receive 10 tests. The state says the tests typically take about a week to be delivered. You can request tests through accesscovidtests.org.
Today, you can learn more about your rights when it comes to housing in Rocky Mount. The city is hosting a discussion on fair housing and tenants' rights. There are 2 different sessions. One runs from 10 to noon and the other from 6 to 8 tonight. Both will be held at the Booker T. Theater on East Thomas Street. Both tenants and property owners are encouraged to attend. The events are free. Carolina Hurricanes have another win under their belts in the Stanley Cup playoffs. Came with some tough news, though. WRL's Pat Welter and Casey Hintz show us how the team is reacting to the injury of star forward Teuvo Teravainen.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Casey Hintz alongside Pat Welter, where last night the Carolina Hurricanes had a thrilling 4-3 overtime win over the New York Islanders. They now take a 2-0 lead in this series. But Pat, didn't come without a price.
Teuvo Teravainen, broken hand. He needs surgery. He is out for the series. So the Canes are going to need people to step up. But that's been the story all year. Jesper Foss, the game winner in OT last night.
Puck got stuck a little bit in the neutral zone. And then I don't know if Burns, who made a great play to Jordan for side and just try to drive back post. And great pass by Jordo. And I don't really know where he went in, but great feeling.
This is the playoffs. People keep thinking we're supposed to dominate the game. I don't understand this. Like, they're a good team. And, you know, they had us on the ropes. And my guys came back and said, you know, enough. And they gave it back. So that's how it's going to go.
You heard it in Rod Brindamore's voice right there, visibly upset after the game. Didn't go so far to call the Islanders dirty, but he did say didn't think some of the stuff they were doing should be happening, Casey.
On the other side, Islanders head coach Lane Lambert, he was also not very happy. He said he can't remember a time when one team had 6 power plays and the other team had none. I think we can expect a very spicy and even more chippy Game 3 Friday night up in Long Island. But for Pat Welter, I'm Casey Hintz, WRL Sports.
All right, we hope the Canes can keep their momentum going. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center with important weather information for this weekend. Saturday will now be a WRL Weather Alert Day.
It's brand new. We just, in the last hour, got this update from the Storm Prediction Center, which put us under a level 1 risk in our western counties and a level 2 risk in our eastern counties. Damaging wind would be the biggest threat, and we could see some heavy rain with this as well as it comes on through Saturday afternoon. There's a bit of an update to the timing of this as well, as we were have been following this all week. It has really started to speed up, especially in the latest runs of the computer model. So that's new. It really looks like a Saturday afternoon event for us and maybe done by the evening even. So we'll be watching out for that during the afternoon. Again, we have a level 1 and 2 risk for severe storms with damaging winds and heavy rain being our biggest threat. Let's take a look here. As we get into Saturday morning, you can see even a chance of a few showers, and then the thunderstorms themselves come through during the afternoon and start to move out during the evening. That is a much earlier look at the timing of this. And so definitely still looking like it's going to be a cool day on Sunday. There may be some cloud cover that moves in, but definitely the biggest thing on Sunday is going to be the cooler temperatures. Let's back up and talk a little bit about today, too. We have a code orange ozone forecast for today right around the Triangle area. So children, the elderly, I just don't want to overdo it outside this afternoon. Today's going to otherwise be a nice day. It's just going to be warm out there. 62 degrees is our current temperature. We'll see temperatures climbing into the 80s by lunchtime and looking at a high of 89 in the Triangle and Raleigh and Durham and 90 degrees in Fayetteville. The warmest temperature that we've seen so far at RDU was 87 back on April the 6th. So this would be the warmest day of the year so far. Of course, we're still seeing high pollen counts for trees. It's moderate for grasses. There's still plenty of pollen out there. Our dew point right now continues to be nice and low, so it's right there in the refreshing zone. It is likely to start to creep up into comfy for tomorrow, and then Saturday it bumps on up into the 60s. Of course, that's because we're going to end up seeing some rain. Right after that, that humidity starts to drop down again. So we're looking at a big cool down behind this front. We're going to see a big transition here from Saturday with some showers and thunderstorms to Sunday turning noticeably cooler with a few clouds late in the day. That front doesn't look like it's going to come in until later in the day on Saturday, so it does look like it's still going to be nice and quiet for the Tar Heel 10 miler. Likely to be cloudy, but temperatures will be in the 60s. Saturday, we do have a WRL weather alert day, but again, the timing for those showers and thunderstorms would be in the mid to late afternoon. After that, looking nice and quiet with highs in the 60s into next week, and then our next best chance of rain would be on Wednesday.
Elizabeth, thanks. Snapchat is putting more emphasis on its chat feature. We'll explain how the popular social media app is expanding to artificial intelligence.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, 78 people have been killed in Yemen after a stampede at a Ramadan charity event. This happened just hours ago. I want to show you some pictures from the aftermath. These are pictures from the scene. You can see clothes here just scattered. We even have pictures of shoes. This is a picture of the crowd. Just to give you an idea of how many people were there, they say people associated with an organization started firing into the air in an attempt at crowd control. That's when they struck an electrical wire, causing it to explode. All of these people panicked and started running. Authorities say hundreds of people were packed tightly together. Some became trapped, and they say dozens others were hurt. But this morning, at least 78 people dead because of the stampede in Yemen.
Just terrible, Michelle. Thank you for the update. Voice actor James Carter Cathcart has retired from his craft because of throat cancer. If you don't know his name, chances are you know some of the characters he's played, including a cast of characters in the popular Pokemon anime series. He is Professor Oak, James from Team Rocket, and the Pokemon Meowth. His wife wrote in a blog post that Cathcart's cancer was not responding to treatments, but his medical team is still trying to help him. Previously, he developed a tumor on his tongue, and it spread to his neck.
The chat portion of the popular app Snapchat is smarter than ever thanks to new AI technology ChatGPT. The chat expansion is now available to all users of the app. The technology can answer questions, schedule plans, join conversations among friends by typing @myAI in chat. The AI tool can also be managed by Snapchat's parental controls. 454, we're learning more about David Bridal's plans to stay open after their bankruptcy filing earlier this week.
And we know this whole situation has some brides very nervous. 5 on Your Side's Keely Arthur asked a bankruptcy attorney what brides should expect and where they can find some answers.
Melanie Chavis rang a bell and wiped away tears after she found her perfect wedding dress. That was last month, but Monday night, she had tears for a different reason. David's Bridal announced they were filing for bankruptcy.
I was literally crying the other night about it. I'm like, planning a wedding is so stressful. And then you get your dress and you're like, oh, yes, this is the dress. And then hearing that, like, your dress place might close before you get to order your dress, I'm like stressing out to the max.
David's Bridal sent this email to customers shortly after the bankruptcy announcement, saying stores remain open and they intend to fulfill orders. They've even set up a restructuring website with a frequently asked questions section for brides.
If you pay attention to that website, it says, at this time, we're fulfilling customer orders. And at this time, customer service is active. That could change in the future if they cannot find a buyer.
Bankruptcy attorney Rebecca Redwine is not involved in this case, but she told us David's Bridal set a tight deadline of June 7th to find a buyer. If they can't find one, they could start liquidating and selling off assets.
That's when I would advise folks to pay closer attention to what's happening in the case.
Chavis is getting her dress next week and doesn't expect any issues at that point, but she's worried about being able to get critical alterations through David's Bridal ahead of her wedding scheduled for March 2024.
I just spent all this money and it might not be able fixed the way I needed to be fixed. So it's nerve-wracking for sure.
You can bet. Keely Arthur reporting there that at this time we're following that. That would scare me a little bit. Bottom line is don't panic yet. Pay attention to that June 7th deadline to find a buyer.
And you feel for those brides. We're posting a link to that restructuring website online, and that's where brides can get updates on the case and file claims. Hopefully they'll be okay. Mm-hmm. Breaking overnight, Raleigh police make an arrest in a deadly store stabbing in downtown. What we're learning about the person that's charged 2 weeks after the incident.
Plus, we're following more breaking news after deadly tornadoes ripped through three states across the Midwest. We have a look at the damage left behind as search and rescue efforts continue.